This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisane with the news headlines first. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli says government is making efforts through various means to realize the national aspirations of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. Forest fire is still out of control in Monang district and 5 people died in Cuban military helicopter crash. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli has said that the role of Nepal Television is even more important for prosperity. In a virtual address on the occasion of the 36th anniversary of Nepal Television today, Prime Minister Oli said that the role of Nepal Television was important to bring the work and campaign of the government to the people. The Prime Minister said the government was making efforts through various means to realize the national aspirations of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepal. Likewise, Prime Minister Oli is scheduled to address a large gathering in Bharatpur today. The public gathering is being organized by Nepal Communist Party of Chitwan District. Nepali Congress Central Member Ram Hari Khatiwada has said that the decision of the Supreme Court regarding the dissolution of the House of Representatives would be valid for the party. Speaking at a press meet organized by Press Union Kaski chapter in Pokhara today, he said that the Nepali Congress was a party following the rules and procedures and would uphold the court's decision, stating that it was the duty of all to protect the constitution achieved as a result of a long struggle. Khatiwada said that any action against the constitution will not be acceptable to the party. The SJVN Limited of India has been selected to prepare the project framework for the Lower Arun Hydropower Project. The framework for the project will be developed as build, own, operate and transfer model under the public-private partnership framework. A decision to this end was taken by a meeting on Friday of the Investment Board of Nepal chaired by Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli. At the meeting, Prime Minister and Chair of the Board Oli said that a plan should be also be developed to increase power consumption along with production for which the infrastructure project needs to be implemented on time. The forest fire in Nasarullah municipality in Monang district continues to rage since the past 2 days. However, efforts to douse it have been reported not to be successful. Chairperson of Ward No. 8, Hupa Jang Gurung, said the fire is now poised to enter the human settlements in Tachai. Strong winds are said to be making the fire control work difficult while the village has been engulfed in smoke due to the forest fire. Chief District Officer of Monang, Bisnu Adhikari, said the local security agencies are working day and night to stop the fire from entering human settlements. A 101-year-old woman has died of burn injuries she sustained while trying to keep herself warm in the fireplace. Hima Devi Adhikari, a resident of Kotang Bazar in Khoti Hangrula Municipality 7 in Kotang District, was warming herself next to the fireplace when she caught fire through her clothes all of a sudden. The fire engulfed her body seriously, injuring her in the incident that took place on Friday morning. She died in course of treatment. A laborer working on a construction site has died after falling off the second floor of an under-construction house. The laborer was working on a house being constructed in Kundol of Madhyapur Chimi Municipality 6 when the incident took place on Friday. According to DSP at the Metropolitan Police Range Bhaktapur Dipagiri, the deceased worker has been identified as Prem Magar of Bithanchakura Municipality 6 of Kavre. The Mithila municipality in Dhanusar district had decided to shut down schools from tomorrow for 4 days due to increasing cold triggered by cold wave in the Tarai Madhes, including Dhanusar district. Chief District Administrative Officer Rachinder Dongol said the dense fog and cold wave have made daily life difficult for the locals, including for the school students, to attend their classes. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. On to some international updates now. French Prime Minister Jean Castex has announced tough new COVID-19 border restrictions but has again resisted imposing a new nationwide lockdown. From Sunday, all but essential travel from outside of the European Union will be banned. Testing requirements from inside the EU will also be tightened. Castex said police would increase the enforcement of an evening curfew and other rules already in place. Infections remain high in France despite recent rule tightening. A Cuban military helicopter had crashed into a hill in the east of Ireland, killing all five people on board. The aircraft crashed after leaving the eastern province of Holguin for a short trip to Guantanamo province, it said. The identities of the victims have not been released. An investigation has been launched. The last serious air accident in Cuba was in May 2018 when a plane crashed on takeoff at Havana Airport. A total of 112 passengers died in that accident. The European Union has reversed its decision to temporarily override part of the Brexit deal amid an ongoing row over COVID vaccine supplies in the bloc. The move would have seen checks at the border of Ireland and Northern Ireland to prevent shipments entering the UK. But the European Commission later said it would ensure the Northern Ireland Protocol is unaffected. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson had expressed grave concerns about the plan in a phone call with the Commission's president. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin, but before wrapping up the headlines once again. Prime Minister K.P. Sarma Oli says government is making efforts through various means to realize the national aspirations of prosperous Nepal and happy Nepali. Forest fire is still out of control in Monang district and five people died in Cuban military helicopter crash. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. Please also log on to our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Till then, stay tuned and have a good day.